Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So, being in California, I see a lot of commercials for Adam Schiff running for Senate. And at the end of one of his commercials, he lists off a bunch of stuff. And, of course, I guess they're trying to preserve democracy, et cetera, et cetera. But then he says this key phrase. He says, "That's why we fight." So I'm just wondering, what does that mean? What does that mean, this... Is Adam Schiff going to fight me? What am I supposed to take away from that? I thought you were trying to persuade. I thought you were trying to get elected about ideas. I thought you were trying to tell me, you know, what would happen, you know, terribly if you weren't elected to the Senate. That's why you fight? Again, I got to tell you, folks, what is the takeaway from that? Are we supposed to be alarmed at this point? Well, I think you know where I'm going with this. Yes, we are going to talk about the Donald Trump bloodbath comment here on the program this morning. But first, I want to take this opportunity to welcome you to the Monday edition of the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Here we are. We're starting off another great week of broadcasting. And boy, I'm really looking forward to it because I know it's going to be chock full. Just like last week, but once again, Monday morning is here. Now, we can't do anything about the fact that it's Monday, but we can certainly hopefully make your Monday go a little faster, especially if you're working in the overnights. Whatever you're doing this morning, it's our job and our privilege, really, to be able to be along with you this morning. And again, folks, don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. The number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, of course. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And I'll tell you this. You know, we've got the some of the new links there from GCN, our friends at GCN. Of course, they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. We've got a brand new live link there from GCN. It'll play the live program when we're live, and after we go off the air, it'll repeat the previous program until we're live again. So you can just turn it on and listen throughout the day or throughout the morning or throughout the night, whatever you want to do, and it's going to be right there for you. So we also have some other cool little things on the website now, and definitely head over there. Send us a direct message this morning. We've already heard from Driver Ron. Got some great songs lined up this morning, and also Listener Joan, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them when we come back from the first break this morning, because right now our telephone lines are lighting up, and we've got the honorary mayor of Clearwater, none other than, of course, Mike in Clearwater with us this morning. Good morning, Mike. Well, I think we just lost him. That looks like a little technical glitch, but Mike, give us a call right back if you would. We definitely want to hear from you this morning. Well, definitely, while we're waiting for Mike, we've got, of course, this statement by Donald Trump. Donald Trump seemed to have, he was just speaking extemporaneously. Oh, here we've got Mike right back. Okay, very, very fast service. All right, Mike, the honorary mayor of Clearwater, you're back on. Sorry about the little mishap there. Monday morning.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing, Kyle? I'm doing good.
Good.
You know, Kyle, I'm terrified because we have a world now in which everything that I was taught as a kid was completely thrown out the window. Now, as much as I love President Trump, do you kind of get the sense that maybe he should, like, talk a little bit better? Because, you know, Kyle, if we get this election wrong, we're in some deep trouble. We're in deep trouble now, but four more years of this man, and I think the damage will be irreparable if it's not already. And I was talking to some young people, and the thing that scared me was I asked them, I said, do you know about Israel and Palestine? And they said, oh, yeah, the Palestinians were the ones that were oppressed by the Israelis. So what happened on October 7th was kind of like when you cage a dog. You really can't blame them.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, my God, I mean, Kyle, what do you have to say? When you got young people that talk like that, it's pretty bad. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. Mike in Clearwater, everybody. And I hear it in Mike's voice this morning, and I'm absolutely empathetic with what he's talking about and the messaging that's going on out there. I mean, this goes beyond simple political messaging. You know, oh, you kind of are better off than you think you are. You just don't know it because you're not smart like an economist, and so you can't understand these numbers that come out, et cetera, et cetera. But this is insidious, and to a great degree, it's also evil, right, when it comes to trying to twist what's happening in Israel and what has happened in Israel, and it's put through the lens, just as Mike was just saying right there, oh, the young people are being told or taught, maybe from opinion leaders, maybe from teachers and things and people like that, one can only speculate, but this notion that it's all through the lens of the oppressed. And somehow now if the Palestinian people are, quote, oppressed, well, then that makes it okay to, quote, rise up, basically. And so what we have to do, we've got to get the real context out, just as we'll do when we'll talk in the following segment here about Donald Trump. But, yes, I do hear what Mike is saying, and that's because they have to get this narrative going. This narrative, it's just like, hey, it's not okay for you to get upset about anything that happens. But if there's a Supreme Court decision that the far left, the liberal Democrat party elite don't like, well, then they're going to march right over to the justices' homes and let them know that it doesn't line up with their political agenda. And that seems perfectly fine. It's everything they want to do to oppress you politically. And that you can take to the bank, unfortunately. But yes, I hear it in Mike's voice, and that's one of the reasons, Mike, that we're here even. That's one of the reasons why right now, while we can say these things and we can actually give you the context, which is what, don't be fooled by some of the others who are trying to give you, quote, the full context. They're just against Trump altogether. So again, you got to just pare down the English language. You can't use words, I guess, but we'll talk about it when we come back. Folks, Monday edition, off to a great start this morning. Thank you, Mike, for the call, and we're going to be right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, I ain't bossing no more, baby, keep on working, for there ain't no time to quit. She said, don't bother no more, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition. And, well, yeah, we are here. We are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as they say. I hope that you had a great St. Patrick's Day, by the way, as well. And we got a great message from listener Joan that mentions just that. We'll tell you about that here in just a moment. I do want to just quickly finish a little bit of what we started there in the first segment in response to Mike and Clearwater's call. You know, if people are going to come and tell you, or if they say in the matter of in the course of conversation that the Palestinian people have been in Gaza and they've been oppressed by Israel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, ask them a couple of questions. Ask them about where the money goes to Gaza. Ask them why Israel actually ceded Gaza to the Palestinians. And why do the Palestinian or Hamas leaders, I should say, which, of course, they voted for Hamas, essentially. Hamas runs the whole place. And why do the Hamas leaders, why are they rich beyond the dreams of avarice, it seems? Why do they have places in Qatar and so forth? Why isn't, ask them this question, why isn't the Gaza Strip, why isn't it a palatial, you know, just an amazing a place to be? Why isn't it like that? And, gee, I don't know. And ask them, why does Hamas put themselves in with women and children in schools? Why do they put their command and control centers and their rocket launchers and all these things right in smack dab in the heart of civilians in their dwellings? Ask them that kind of stuff. You see, they've heard literally one side of the story, the false side of the story. They've heard the narrative that gins up this hatred, and yes, I used the word hatred, it gins up this hatred towards the Jewish people and the state of Israel. We have seen this movie before. We know exactly how it goes. And in our time, this time, and so-called modern times, we need to stand up against it. And we are, and we will. But Lord only knows how we can do it. And we have to trust that we can do it. But Lord only knows how we can do it in a time when the American administration, by virtue of the majority leader in the Senate and then backed up by the president, makes the kind of speech that Chuck Schumer made last week. How in the you know what are we supposed to move forward with something like that? That's why, my friends, this election season, it is crucial, absolutely, 100% crucial, that a change is made, that policies change, that the message goes out again, that we stand with Israel, that terrorism is going to be stopped, wherever it is, whatever it looks like, whatever form it takes, so that people can live and be free and be self-determinant. And one other quick thing, Chuck Schumer, you just did, you know, have new elections. We'll talk a little bit more about this as we go through the morning, too, but have new elections, and then also we need that two-state solution. Yep, another thing that has been demonstrated that really, really won't work unless you had a willing partner. Hamas is not that partner, folks. Hamas is sworn to the destruction of Israel and killing the Jewish people. I hate to say it. I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. But that's the reality, and we have to deal with the reality. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. It is Monday, and we are off to, I think, a very, very serious and strong start this morning. But we do want to let you know, we've heard from some of the listeners this morning. Always glad to do that. First off, we did hear from listener Joan, listening up in Seattle, and had a great weekend. She says, Kyle, we had our first barbecue of the year here in Seattle. It was a big success. That's cool. She says, actually got too warm to sit outside after hibernating for so many months. Woke up to sounds of birds singing, lawnmowers cutting, and children laughing and playing outside. The weather was truly our pot of gold this St. Patrick's Day weekend. Have a great week. And by the way, she says, congratulations on your new chair. Yes. If you weren't with us on the weekend edition, everybody, I announced I finally got a new broadcast chair. The old one was just on its last legs or its last wheels, as it were, and it was just becoming too problematic. So I had to order a new chair. But it's very, very comfortable, and I'm very, very, very happy about it. And it means probably less squeaking noises coming over the microphone. That's really kind of the reason there. We also heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. The last 2 days were beautiful. Lots of sunshine, he says. More coming, 48 degrees tonight and clear. Ready for the show? God bless and Semper Fi. Well, thank you, Richard. Yes, absolutely. God bless and Semper Fi right back at you. We've got a lot to do this week, I know. There's going to be a lot of great stuff coming up, and we've got a great program, I think, I hope, I know, as we're moving through this Monday morning. And last but not least, Driver Ron has got a couple of great Country Music Monday requests, and we are going to play them this morning, and stay tuned, folks, because Driver Ron, there in the Denver area, he always picks these great country music songs, and I know I appreciate it, and I know, Ron, I know everybody out there appreciates it as well. So we're going to celebrate Country Music Monday, of course, in just a little bit, not too long from now, and we'll be at it. All right, so once again, folks, as I mentioned in the intro this morning, you had Adam Schiff out here in California. And he's got this commercial where at the end of the commercial he says, that's why we fight. And again, is he going to come fight me? I don't know. I don't want to fight Adam Schiff. You know, I don't want to, you know, come on, man. But it's such language he's using. Such language, my friends. Is that allowed? Can he do that? Why isn't the media going bonkers, saying that Adam Schiff is now picking fights with who? With voters? With political rivals? What does he mean by this? Of course, I'm being a little facetious because they are going bonkers over Donald Trump. And to Mike's point in the first segment, Mike in Clearwater, to Mike's point, yes, this is part and parcel of Donald Trump from time to time, is that he will, by speaking extemporaneously, and he does that, he's not going to stop doing that, they will pick up on certain words and try to create a new context for what he's talking about. The word, of course, is bloodbath. Donald Trump did not say that there's going to be a bloodbath if he's not elected. He was obviously talking, in my opinion, about the economic implications, and especially in terms of the auto manufacturing and auto sales vis-a-vis China, for example, where he's talking about putting tariffs. We'll hear the whole quote. But I just also want to say that evidently, just recently, the changes at the RNC were described by some in the media as being a bloodbath, by the way. So, yes, and I agree. I think it is because you're scrutinized so completely, you do have to be extra special careful. Doesn't mean you don't have the right to go out and speak the way you want to or use use language that you want to use. But yes, this is one of those things. And they'll harp on this, and they'll harp on this for the foreseeable future here. But let's hear the quote, because when we come back from the break, we'll break it down a little bit more. Here's Donald Trump.
United Auto Workers never probably shook hands with a Republican before. They're destroying. You know, Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
So, yes, is he talking about a huge bloodbath after the election, or is he talking about an economic bloodbath? This is what we got to deal with, folks. Stay right there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Consumer spending is expected to reach over $22 billion this Easter.
81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year, according to a survey by National Retail Federation. They plan to spend an average of $177 per person and will spend the most on food, followed by clothing and then gifts. Half of all households with children are planning an Easter egg hunt at home, while the most popular Easter Sunday activities, cooking, a holiday meal, visiting friends and family. 43% of respondents plan to go to church. I'm Dave Collins.
A recent Gallup survey reveals the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, fully comfortable and ready for the long haul. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And you have tuned in to, if you're just joining us this morning, if you're just finding the program, this is The Nexus for news and politics and the overnights across America. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can also call us up, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to opine. And once again, we hope that you're having a great Monday. Hope that you had a great St. Patrick's Day, by the way. And, I saw some people out doing some St. Patty stuff and whatnot, and I hope that everything went well this weekend. We did not have a windy weekend, and that was all I wanted. That was the only thing I wanted this weekend, was for the high winds to not return, and they didn't, so I'm very, very happy about that. I think I said the other day, I'd rather have it be raining, you know, just that's fine, but the high winds are just absolutely, they're terrible. But of course, you know, we have not a whole lot of extreme weather things here in California, but a lot of our friends, a lot of our listeners in different parts of the country, they do. And so we are with you on that as well. We'll be talking about the national weather here in the next segment. For Country Music Monday, by the way, as we said, stay tuned because we got a great, great song lined up. Well, two of them in the hour number one and hour number two. So let's go back. Let's listen again a little bit. We're going to back this up a little bit. Listen to President Trump. The reaction to this, I mean, it's like I know that they sit around and they listen and they think, what can we use? you know, what can we, and then it just all starts. It's almost like there's just marching orders that go out. And, oh my gosh, should I use the term? That sounds too militaristic, doesn't it? Right? It's like, see, every single thing. And, you know, whether or not, you know, the context, of course, is the most important thing. I don't think that President Trump was referring to a general bloodbath in the country. And if anything, folks, who is ginning up real terror about the election? Well, it's the far-left liberal Democrat party elite, right? Because at every single turn, because the marching orders have gone out. The marching orders have gone out to at every single turn say, you're preserving democracy. You're fighting for democracy. Our democracy is on the line. And, you know, it's the same old thing. And we kind of make fun of it here on the program because it's so absurd. But to them, it's a very serious message. And I've said it that way for a very specific reason. Because I don't think they really believe that John and Jane Q. Public or Donald Trump is trying to, eradicate democracy in our country. And, of course, we are a constitutional republic. We elect our leaders and representatives through the democratic process. But don't get confused to what exactly the Democrat Party elite want to do with their terminology. Their terminology is designed to make it easier, just like Mike was saying in the first segment with his great phone call. You know, this notion of you put together this narrative, well, the Israelis are only oppressors. And so to rise up against the oppressors is like, you know, finally a caged dog gets very angry and reacts and it's all justified, right? Well, they're setting up this notion that because our system works the way that it does, more specifically, the constitutional system, well, that's going to be deemed, because this is the groundwork, in my opinion, this is the groundwork to have it eventually be deemed undemocratic. Are you telling me that these unelected judges, they're coming up with these decisions that affect everybody's life, and they're going to let Donald Trump be on the ballot? Well, that's not very democratic, is it? You know, it's these kinds of things. And so you go on and on. Hillary Clinton, years ago, I remember this quote. It's always there. Whenever this kind of stuff comes up, I remember Hillary Clinton in some interview somewhere where she says, well, you know, we are moving towards one person, one vote. And that, of course, is a direct reference to the Electoral College, which is going to be deemed as, altogether now, undemocratic, right? This kind of thing. Whereas the Electoral College, set up by the Founding Fathers, is put there to make sure that people could not be, whole states full of people could not be disenfranchised. Because if you just move to what sounds like, oh, this sounds so wonderful, this is so egalitarian, one person, one vote. Well, then you just erase the votes, make them irrelevant of anybody who doesn't live in Los Angeles or New York or in the greater East Coast and the greater West Coast. So everybody else, well, sorry, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Well, that's not how this works. Because if you have states with smaller populations, so forth, they should have a voice. So we say, oh, one person, one vote, and it's also egalitarian, but those people with their voice, we don't care about them. That's irrelevant. You know why? Because it's irrelevant to our agenda. We don't like it when people vote. We don't like it when people do have a voice, because it may not go the way we want. And make no mistake, I'm fired up this Monday. I am. Okay, I'll admit it. I'm fired up. That's fine. I'm not... But it's not a Joe Biden fired up like the other night. I'm not yelling at anybody to get off my lawn this morning. I'm just not going to do it. But, no, I am a little bit fired up because this is very serious stuff. They are terrified, my friends. This is why they bring about the election terror thought. Oh, Donald Trump gets elected, democracy is over. Donald Trump gets elected, it's an authoritarian regime that is going to come down on your heads, you know, as if that could happen, generally speaking, right? But at the same time, they are so terrified that people will vote for Donald Trump. And we know this, because if they thought that Donald Trump was a loser, that the policies were not popular, that nobody really wanted to make a real change, you know what they would do? They would let Donald Trump run his little campaign, and they wouldn't say a word about it. And they would just go out and do their campaigning and do their own thing. Yes, they would reference Donald Trump, but they wouldn't be trying to sue him into oblivion or prosecute him out of the race or get him off the ballot or any of this kind of stuff. Or have these wild, fantastical fantasies about what is going to happen, you know, at the election. Otherwise, they would just be leaving it alone. They'd continue to say, well, we're going to remodel the Oval Office again. Let's start measuring the drapes again. Dr. Jill, go in and get your tape measurer, and let's measure the drapes again. You'll probably want to redo it, you know, after the election. But that's not what's happening, is it? Nope. It's all hands on deck. Let's listen again to Donald Trump.
In Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
So again, I think that he's talking, because he's talking about the cars, I don't think he would shift right over to, and there will be an armed revolution of some sort. I don't think so. I think he's talking specifically about the economic impacts. And if you sort of follow the way Donald Trump does speak extemporaneously, it seems like all that's contained within that context. But that's just my opinion. But the media wants to zoom in on this and, again, make you believe that, oh, he's calling for the bloodbath. He's calling for the bloodbath. Oh, my gosh. And, again, it's because they themselves understand at their very core that what they're doing. Now, there may be some true believers, right, who really believe that these cockamamie policies actually make sense or that they're going to ultimately help people in the long run. But can they provide real evidence for that? I don't know. But they are terrified that Trump is going to win, and that by extension they will lose. So they hit upon the word. They got the word. Stay right with us, folks. We are coming right back. Got a great song.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Is rocking on throughout the overnights in America, and we're glad to be with you, everybody. We're glad that you're there, and it is really just a real privilege and an honor to talk to you every morning here on the program. We have a great song, by the way, lined up here for Country Music Monday. For those of you new to the broadcast, we do play a song in this hour, this segment of hour number one and hour number two each and every morning. And it's designed to keep you going, keep your blood pumping, keep you, you know, moving forward, focused on your task, and whatever it is that you're doing. If you're driving a big rig, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're making deliveries, you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing this morning, maybe just beginning your work day, maybe your work day starting to come to an end, you can start to see the end in sight. Well, this is designed to make you feel good, to make you just keep you going for that last little bit, or get you revved up to be able to face the rest of the workday, especially on a Monday. That's why we have Country Music Monday. Number one, it rolls off the tongue. Country Music Monday sounds great. And number two, of course, we got some great country songs that we think that you'll enjoy. Driver Ron in Denver, thank you so much. He's got a couple of great requests, and we do take requests, everybody. Simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Message, a direct message. You'll be off and running from there, and you can make your request as well. We had a great one the other day from Jay, a song from Jay and the Americans, coming in from Mesa, Arizona. And it was kind of cool. It was back to 1965, so we love to say by request. And we'll take a look at the national weather here in just a moment, which is also part of this segment. But first, I think that, well, I think we're born to boogie. Here's Hank Williams Jr.
here I am. Born on the bayou on the Texas line. Love in Louisiana, raised on jambalaya. Walk, I had a guitar in my hand. By the time I could talk, I had my own band. I went on the road when I was 8 years old. When I turned 15, I was stealing the show. Money to burn and the girls are pretty. It didn't take me long to learn that I was born to boogie. When I was 18, I went to Hollywood. I met Elvis in Maryland and Johnny B. Good. Got me guitar painted, and that's the California sun. A red Cadillac. Much fun. Now we were playing in halls and jamming then, and we moved it on over to MGM. They said, this is the boy we've been telling you about. He lit a cigar and he stuck his hand out. He said, son, we got a deal for you. I'm gonna make you a star, give you 50,000 too. I told him my mama didn't raise no. I'll take your money. I'll make you move it. But I can tell you right now, I was born to boogie. Well, my name is Bo Stevens. I drank a whiskey by the gallon, and I never back down, and I love a good challenge. What I do now is what I did then. I like to get down to all my rowdy friends. Now I can be sweet and I can be mean. I still got my hat and I still wear my jeans. My shades are chrome, my guitar's steel. If you think I won't, then believe me, I will. Get down on you, baby, but I ain't no rookie. I was put in a party and I was born to boogie.
Oh, yeah. We got a little Bo Cephas. Happening right here on the program this morning, Monday edition, Country Music Monday, and that is cool. That is a cool track, and it moves. I love the arrangement, and I think I love everything about it. I think it's just a great record, and thank you so much, Driver Ron, for Born to Boogie. That goes back, by the way, to 1987, Hank Williams Jr. Looks like it's the first track on that album, of course. Well, why wouldn't it be? The album's Born to Boogie. First track needs to be Born to Boogie on that one. But thanks again, Driver Ron. That is a cool track, to say the least. And we're gonna have to play that one again, I think, sooner than later. So we're definitely going to put that one onto the list. No doubt about it. All right. So once again, folks, it's time to take a little bit look at the national weather happening out there. National Weather Service has this to say this morning. Heavy lake effect snow downwind from Lakes Erie and Ontario and snow over the southwest and southern Rockies. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the central Gulf Coast. And there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the central Gulf Coast and Florida. So our friends in Florida, of course, be very aware of that. Let's also take a look here real quick at the precipitation that we're seeing happening right now as we head through this very early Monday morning. And as we like to say, folks, yes, nothing we can do about it being actually Monday, but we can make it go a little bit faster, have a little bit more fun, if humanly possible, here on the program. Well, for our friends in Albuquerque, New Mexico this morning, you've got all kinds of rain mixed with snow and snow in that area. Looks like a lot of snow that's happening now just east of Albuquerque. But if you're heading west out of Albuquerque, you've got rain mixed with snow. So we're going to be snow from Grants over to Gallup to the border there with Arizona. Snow north of Flagstaff this morning as well. Doesn't look like that's impacting I-40 at this time, but be careful. Certainly coming out of Albuquerque, you are. Then we've got again some of this precipitation that we do see in Florida right now, kind of going across in a band. It looks like it is just south of Ocala, heading over towards Palm Coast, and it's going to head west and over towards Homosassa Springs, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And then hug the coast right there. Cedar Key, you've also got some rain this morning. Tallahassee, looks like you've got rain just basically to the south of you right now, but I'll bet you anything is going to be heading up your way into Tallahassee proper here in just a little bit. And then, of course, if you're in North Carolina, Elizabeth City, you've got rain. And then just south of Virginia Beach, Virginia, looks like that's where the precipitation is on the radar map this morning. So other than that, it looks pretty clear. We're so glad for listener Joan, also for Richard the Marine, along the Pacific Northwest coastal area there, basically Seattle and south of Portland here, that you guys have had some pretty good couple of days of good weather. We don't see anything anywhere near you right now, so that's actually pretty good. And then rounding it out this morning, Interstate 15. This is going to be north out of Barstow. You're going to be encountering some rain coming across Interstate 15 right just before you get to Baker, if you're on your way to Las Vegas. So that's what's happening out there in the desert. And, of course, Baker, I don't know if you've ever made this trip. I've made it, I don't know, so many times throughout my life between Southern California and Las Vegas. But you go through Baker. And they've got, I think, I don't know if they call it the world's tallest thermometer. I think that's what they call it. I don't know if it is, in fact, but it probably is. I don't know of other tall thermometers out there. But a lot of times you either go through Baker, you might stop there, get a refreshment or something to eat. Or you, as you go through Baker, always look over at the thermometer and see what it says. but as soon as you come out of Baker, you go up this incline. And they always tell you, of course, in the hot, hot weather, you turn off your air conditioning and so forth. I have seen people over the side of the road who did not heed that warning and actually overheated coming out of Baker, heading up this incline. But at any rate, folks, we're going to head up to the top of the hour right now. You're going to hear your top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. Then we're going to come back. And we'll talk about everything. Take your phone calls as well, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message as well. And, yeah, I've made that drive a lot. And I like driving through the desert, I have to admit. It's really kind of cool. And you get to recognize all these different places, and you go, okay, now we're an hour out. Now we're 45 minutes out. Or sometimes, nope, we're still 3 hours out. Stay right there, everybody. We are coming back. I warn you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.